All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at Captain Marvel, which is the latest Marvel movie. It's also going to be one of the three Marvel movies this year, and it's written and directed by Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck, and it stars Brie Larson, Samuel L. Jackson, and Ben Mendelsohn. And the synopsis is Carol Danvers becomes one of the universe's most powerful heroes when Earth is caught in the middle of a galactic war between two alien races. We're going to go to the man whose pockets stay colossal. If you cross him, his homeboys be the Vatos. Big Mike, how do you feel about Captain Marvel?
Thanks for the introduction. Oh, man. All right. Back to the subject at hand. I thought Captain Marvel was good. I'm not going to say it's one of Marvel's greatest movies, but I think it was definitely good. One thing for sure is Marvel's gotten better about origin stories. I saw a lot of people kind of complaining about the pacing of the movie, but when I was in there, I thought it kind of started and Marvel got straight to the point, which is something they didn't do in the past. They kind of wasted the first hour trying to build up to something that they honestly could have gotten through a little bit quicker and really displayed their character. So I thought they kind of got to the point of, this girl's powerful, this is what she can do, without giving us the full entree until later on in the movie. I think it builds a good storyline, especially showing us the old Nick Fury, who was fresh in the shield, hadn't had the experience and the veteran status yet, still had both eyes, and was kind of new to the game. Had his funny moments. I thought the action and the fight scenes were good. I thought Ben Mendelsohn gave an excellent performance as his character, and that's not surprising because I think he's one of the better actors in Hollywood today. So smart casting, my Marvel. I think one of the biggest things Marvel has learned is not to kill off villains so quickly and then kind of leave people around because you can always use them later on. So I think Captain Marvel was good, and I think it's also a good example of how Marvel has learned from past mistakes and how they're trying to correct things moving forward.
Next up, Matt.
I'd have to disagree with that previous comment. I found the movie to be disappointing. It was a filler between relevant movies. CGI did look good. I think the one thing that prided me on as far as Marvel Universe is a connection between other movies. Although this movie was considered, an origin story, I felt that this movie would have been great for phase one. For this particular phase, I did not feel that it belonged in this particular set. As far as the CGI towards the end, I felt it was rushed, and it seemed like they wrote part of the movie, and then the last part, they were like, all right, you know what, let's just give her all her powers. It wasn't something that was gradual or that grew. The cat, in my opinion, was worthless. I know we're going to talk about it later, and I didn't really feel emotional connection with this character as I did with previous movies. Even like the first Captain America, I mean, they did it right. Iron Man, they did it right. If you took out the name Captain Marvel, it would still be another generic movie. One thing I did like about the movie was as far as the 90s connection, and kind of had a 90s theme between good cop, bad cop. The chemistry between Samuel L. Jackson and Brie Larson was pretty good. But other than that, if you did not see this movie, you wouldn't have, in my opinion, you wouldn't have missed anything anyway. Could have been done a lot better. And I know they were trying to have other directors, which is a fresh scene, but they need to do a better job of finding better directors, especially for a comic book character who was supposed to be big time. This fell very short.
All right. So Keith, how did you feel about Captain Marvel?
Solid origin. I actually really liked Ms. Marvel. I liked her original costume that she had. She was one of the few Marvel comic book characters whose backstory was super convoluted that I actually followed. Kind of like all the throwbacks and stuff that were popping up. I kind of got where they were going with this. I like that they kept it concise and kept her origin pretty concise within the MCU universe. They paid enough attention and to the details of the comic book past that they knew what to cut out and to kind of flesh it out within the cinematic universe. I like that it took place in the 90s, and I like that she had this sort of origin, that she was a part of the beginnings of kind of what kicked everything off for the MCU with grabbing the Tesseract and everything. You know, we finally understand why Marvel was there. It made sense why Marvel was there. Marvel was there for the Tesseract. Got uncovered during the events of Captain America, the first Captain America movie. Marvel was using that Tesseract to create new technology and everything. And not to get too many spoilers away, but that being a part of the whole origin and everything really helped out. It just made it a lot more concise. But unfortunately, it falls into the same straits as the rest of the origins stories. It was a lot more concise than the Doctor Strange origin, pretty the weakest of the bunch for Marvel. This was pretty solid. stood on its own, but again, it's not the best. Doesn't rank as the top best for me. I thought they'd gotten away from the stumbles of Origins with Black Panther, but they didn't. Once it got away from trying to explain everything, kind of catch the audience up to what was going on in Carol Danvers' life, and it got to the point where it was actually telling the actual story, it got to be a lot of fun. That scene where they were on Earth in Louisiana, Ben Mendelsohn's character Talos just shows up, and the humor of his, like, I didn't like his character at first, but once he started interacting with them, and it's kind of like everyone relaxed at that point, and he just started, like, having fun with it. That's when it got pretty good. It's pretty standard origin fare, but it's a little bit, I rank it above Doctor Strange, and it was an enjoyable movie, but not among Marvel's best by any shape.
All right, so my feelings about this movie is that the story is the biggest problem with the movie. The story is very bland. This just seems very uneven. And then when the credits rolled, saw that it had two directors, started thinking about, oh yeah, this had a whole bunch of reshoots. Like, why does it have a whole bunch of reshoots, which seems, again, to be a part of the issues with the movie, that maybe some things worked in an earlier cut of the movie. When they reshot it, they tried to fit all that stuff in. It just seems a little weird, but I think it was a bad choice to have this be an amnesia angle, and then the choice of a flashback right after a large action scene is also a poor choice. For me, it was a big lull about an hour into the movie, where I was just like, where is this going? Taking place in the 90s, it's all right. But the 90s callbacks aren't very good. I found a problem. It's just some of the secondary cast that Matt was talking about, the cat. There's a young girl in the movie, which I kind of found annoying. Then I just started thinking about movies that this reminded me of. And Keith, would you agree some elements of this movie reminded you of Star Trek Insurrection?
The refugee space alien angle. Yes, yes, I do see that angle. You're kind of invested in the Kree. And yes, yes, I see it. I see the angle.
All right. And just some other things that this reminded me of. Green Lantern, pretty simple enough. Started thinking about two movies in particular that are also done by the same House of the Mouse. The more recent Star Wars movies, and then Iron Man 3. So probably when we get the spoilers, I'll really explain the Iron Man 3 connection. Let's go ahead and go to scores. So, Big Mike, what score would you give Captain Marvel?
I give it 7.5. I guess to me, it served its purpose, which is honestly just a filler until Endgame on April 26th and kind of just a brief introduction to Captain Marvel, like an appetizer until you get to the main course and when Endgame gets here. So, like I said, I thought the humor was good. I enjoyed the fight scenes and all that. So 7.5 for me.
All right, Matt.
I'll give it a 5. Again, it was a filler movie. It was a movie that didn't have to be produced. Disappointed, but you know, if it was a Phase 1 movie, I would probably have given it a better score. But Phase 3 movie, this movie should be more polished than what it is. And the introduction of the character, I think, is well off.
All right, Keith.
I give the movie a solid 7. I found it to be enjoyable. I would see it again. It's a solid Marvel film, solid origin, but at the same time, it didn't break any new ground in terms of that. It's something I didn't say earlier, but I think one of the directors put way too much of the whole girl power aspect into it. The movie flowed a lot better once it abandoned that, and you got to enjoy the character for what she was, and you weren't kind of beaten over the head with, you know, what kind of montages showing that, you know, she was, you know, tougher than what all the men around her say she wasn't. So I enjoyed that and everything. I enjoyed the side characters and seeing Samuel Jackson back in his role as well as Clark Gregg. So it was good stuff. Give it a solid 7.
All right. So I'm going to be a little bit closer to Matt. So I'm going to give this a 5.5. Story really lets this movie down. And as you brought up, Keith, some of the political themes, the a lot of professing from the character or other characters professing to them about how great they are, really feel that is just a sign of weak writing, and it didn't help the movie. Some of the choices for this movie probably dealt with the reshoots, and whatever cut we got is what we got, and that's kind of how I feel about it, that it just wasn't a good choice of editing. The editing felt off. A lot of the pacing felt off, especially the later third of the movie. We're going to do a spoiler cast, so that's the Beast Game Podcast.